Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Elton John guitarist for, what, 46 years or something?
Yeah, 47, I think, yeah.
Davey Johnstone.
We test ourselves with some Aussie slang.
True Blue, and Matt's off to pick up a new Dalmatian. Unreal.
And Lockie Reed tries to make sense of AFLX.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up WA.
Farewell tour for Elton John and his magnificent band is looming. It's coming later this year. You'll see it at HBF Park in Perth, November 30 and December 1st. Ticketmaster.com.au for details and tickets. The pre-sale, Telstra pre-sale, is on now, and the general public tickets next Thursday. People are very, very pumped.
It's a big show.
Unreal. Look, this man joined Elton's band way back in the early 70s when Elton was recording Madman Across the Water, with Tiny Dancer and so many great songs on there. A brilliant guitarist with his signature long blonde rock and roll hair. He's now Elton's musical director. Davey Johnstone joins us this morning. Davey, g'day, mate, and welcome.
G'day.
Davey, 1971, mate, when you first joined up with Elton, does it feel like yesterday, 47, 48 years?
Oh, my God, it seems like yesterday. It's ludicrous. In fact, he says that almost every night on stage. He just says, you know, the last 48 years have just, like, flown by. It's ridiculous. But, you know, it's all been great, and we're very fortunate and we're all very grateful that we're still doing what we love to do.
Davey, when you've worked together for so long, does it become easier or harder to walk away and do your own thing?
Well, I don't have time to walk away and do my own thing. Literally, all my time is taken up with him, you know, and his stuff. And that's fine. That's fine. I, you know, anything that I might do on my own is purely stuff that I enjoy doing for my own head and my own heart and with my kids, say, and that's really good fun. Yeah, but no, I'm like 99.9% of my time is taken up with Elton stuff.
Oh, Davey, I mean, I was seeing you speaking about that time back in 1971 with Madman Across the Water, and you were saying that one of the reasons you got a gig was that you played the sitar, and I just thought, what a great time it was when just playing the sitar could get you a gig.
Well, it was funny because nobody asked me to bring the sitar along, but for some reason, I just brought it. You know, it was one of them things, being a multi-instrumentalist, it was like, bring this, and, you know, when a producer says, bring a banjo, I'll usually think, well, they probably don't even know that another instrument might be better. So I brought a mandolin, which turned out to be the right choice because that was on Holiday Inn, the song that we did, one of the first songs we did. And the sitar, actually, was on the solo section of Holiday Inn. And my old mate, Paul Buckmaster, who unfortunately left us last year, he wrote the string thing around my sitar part, so that was kind of neat for a 20-year-old Scottish lad, you know.
Yes,
yeah, that's not bad at all, mate. Nigel Olsen on drums, Ray Cooper, the veteran percussionist. It's like the family back together for another lap of the map, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, it's been great because, you know, there was many years that Nigel wasn't with us.
Yeah.
There was about 16 years he wasn't with us, maybe more. And Elton always likes change. So, you know, we'd have different bass player and drummer every 3 or 4 years, that kind of thing. And then eventually I kind of wangled him back in the band because it's his birthright. As far as I'm concerned, part, you know, of the Elton sound is Nigel's drums, you know. I wish Dean was still here, although we have a phenomenal bass player, Matt Bissonette, who's just a monster. As you said, Ray Cooper, who's been around forever. Yeah, Dr. Frankenstein, as I call him. it's great. It's brilliant. We're having a good laugh. Bernie's around. He's around more than ever. And we're actually designing some guitars together. So it's great. All things are good.
Davey, Elton is such a character. Are his outfits and attitude just as flamboyant when he's not in performance mode?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you could be as nuts as he is without it being full on, you know, 24 hours a day. I mean, that's just the way he is, you know. And something sprang into my head the other day. We were on the plane going somewhere, and I said to him, I've just thought of something. When you wore the Donald Duck outfit on stage, how did you play the piano pedals with those giant web feet? And he said, well, I didn't. I couldn't play them. And I said, well, that makes sense. It totally makes sense, you know.
Wow.
But it's funny you should mention that. But, yeah, he's completely off his tits. You
know, and, for a good time.
Awesome.
Hey, we'll just wrap up,
mate. He always has been.
Wonderful to talk to you. Could you imagine yourself, I mentioned that signature long blonde hair, mate. Could you play the opening riff of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting without it? Are you ever going to lose the hair? Because we think of you like that.
No, because it's part of the deal. I mean, I think I've only had short hair like twice in my entire life, and you know it goes with the gig. You know, I'm not saying that I use it, but I do. I don't think about it, but it's become part of who I am. You know,
yeah.
And in fact, my kids say you can't cut your hair, Dad. Don't cut your hair,
Samson.
I don't, and as a result, it's longer than ever.
Yeah.
It's good fun. We've all got our little idiosyncrasies, and we're having a great time doing this tour, and we're looking forward to coming down under.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. You keep on rocking. We'll see you here then.
Got it.
Yeah, Davey Johnstone here with Elton John on that final tour. We are very much looking forward to it. HBF Park, November 30 and December 1, ticketmaster.com.au.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Of course, Channel 10 and the Mix 94.5 footy team calling again in 2019. Lucky Reid, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. Looking forward to the season. Dan is back. Dennis,
yes.
Yep, saw him
Dennis
the other
committee.
Day. He's ready to rock and roll. So yeah.
Dennis Committee AO, is that what we're
saying?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, yes. Yes. Or, yeah, it's one of those.
Sir yeah. Dennis Committee.
Yeah. I've been told
you've got a pre-season game coming up March 4 with our producer Tom, who's calling with you.
Yes, Tommy's. Yeah, see, Dan, yeah. He just does the normal stuff.
Yes.
He doesn't come in for the pre-season. He comes in for the big games.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So Tommy's filling in.
Well,
so
Tommy asked me to give him a plug. I said, mate, I don't want to put people off.
He's actually doing really well. Called last year, the pre-season.
Dominated.
I was a little concerned. Didn't think I was going to come back for another year.
Oh, mate, I put him up to call the AFLX.
Yeah, he paints pictures with words, does our producer Tommy. Wordsmith, really yeah. does.
The
yeah.
tough thing is that we do need a producer as well. So without producer Tom, if he gets too good at this, we'll have a problem. So just try and keep him grounded.
He can sort of do everything though, can't he? I think he could work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Now, Lockie.
Pretty much.
AFLX, have you ever felt this much excitement within the community?
See, I'm sort of shaking right now about the excitement, the goosebumps.
Yeah.
Really thrilled to see Fife Flyers in action up against the Bolts, the Deadlies, the
Bolts.
Rampage.
Interesting,
Bolt. Isn't it? A little bit American style last night with the draft, the captains all choosing their teams. I think Fife's done, to be honest, something to try and get some players to the Dockers for next year.
Yeah,
so he's recruited three West Aussies in Rance, Canelio and Alia. And don't be surprised whether those three players come to Freo next year.
Okay.
That's his plan, I reckon.
We'll take them.
I'm a bit confused because I don't know why they're allowed to play any other football in the season where I would imagine they're supposed to be training and focusing on what's actually going on in their games.
Well, right now, I suppose they think we've done enough training. It's boring. We've been going since November.
Have they, though, Lockie?
Well,
I mean,
we'll
saw the games last year. Have they done enough training? There shouldn't be any missed goals in football. There just shouldn't be. It should be every time going
good
in.
Good luck. Yeah.
I actually agree with
you. There's no excuse.
The clubs get nervous with this kind of stuff,
don't they? They do. And I mean, there's no real tackling or anything that's going to cause any serious injury, aside from you could do a hamstring, you could do a calf.
Well, it won't happen to Luke Shuey.
No, that's right. He said, I'm not going out. But there's some star players that have done pretty well. Eddie Betts is a champ. Dangerfield, Fife, he's in there. Bontempelli. No Dusty Martin or no Buddy Franklin. So that's a little disappointing. But I mean, they've got some pretty decent players. They've got an Indigenous side led by Eddie Betts. Take on the Aussies. That'd be pretty thrilling to watch.
Yeah, we shouldn't be cynical. The excitement is palpable, and I don't know if you've heard the yad for it.
No.
For AFLX.
Oh, AFLX.
It's really strong.
AFLX.
Oh, what a highlight!
Seven players, different shape, feel, nothing at stake.
Sensational.
AFL next. Footy as you know it, but not as you know it. Four new teams with names, including one that's a little bit indigenous-y, to prove how far we've come with reconciliation. AFLX. It's the sort of footy you watch and go, I think it's footy. It's the sort of footy that makes you think Gillon McLachlan is completely out of ideas. AFLX. Why? Well, we're not actually sure.
That's strong, isn't it?
It is strong.
Yeah. Actually, what was the preseason game last year? Well, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a bit weird.
Well, they had
it?
AFLX like this, but they had each team competing against each other. And then this year they thought, no, that didn't work, so we'll mix it up a little bit. So.
A round robin like
they
a
are. It's desperation stakes. And I don't understand why they're trying to do something different. And they've tried to go overseas. It's been going for 30 years. Yeah. They went to London, America. Mm-hmm. They're playing games in China. Are we seeing massive amounts of Chinese money coming back into the AFL and into Australia?
No, just into Perth property.
What about summer football? Have we got summer AFL? Have they tried that?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, we haven't. I mean, that big gap in the year where I've got nothing to talk about, where we need more football.
Well, the ladies are playing now, and that is you know, hot.
Yeah, Freo girls have already won a game. Yeah. Yes.
and kick goals.
Yeah, I know.
Freo men might want to learn something from that.
18, 17 goals in that women's game the other day. Yeah, not bad.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Matt, what's going on in your world today, my friend?
Matt's world.
Oh, hang on, play the real thing.
Do it.
Every morning I get up too early. Woof. It makes me surly.
Settle down.
Early. Matt's world.
That wasn't Matt, by the way. That was Captain Paul.
Today is D-Day.
D-Day!
D-Day!
Doggy Day!
Doggy Day! Hey! I am getting a dog.
Right. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're excited. Me I'm too. Excited. I'm going to need some of them training pads that I've got for the dog.
Such a grown-up.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, today is the day. Captain Paul is coming with me.
Yes.
Aren't you, Cap?
I am.
Hold your hand.
Can't wait.
We're going out to the breeder.
Mate, you look nervous.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm genuinely excited.
Good.
I'm genuinely excited. I've been, you know, thinking how much a dog would improve my life for a long time.
Yep.
But I managed to get a beautiful partner and a stepdaughter in the process.
Yeah.
And a cat.
Yep. Yep.
And now I've got a dog. Well, we will have. And
no finance.
So Cap's coming with me so that I can, exactly. So I can cuddle the dog on the way home.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Because obviously she's never been away from her people before.
Well, and tell us, who is this dog? Tell us what type of dog she is.
Okay. Well, it's a Dalmatian.
Hey.
And her name is Florence. And she's
Flo.
She's beautiful. And of course, the thing I've noticed already is, well, we know this, dogs are the best people and they bring out the best in human beings. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, man's best friend. Yeah.
Yeah, and you see it, as soon as you mention dogs, people soften. Even the bloke yesterday who was trying to fleece me for pet insurance.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
even as he's taking my life savings, right, he's going, oh, God, I'm really excited for you. Oh, and I could tell he was genuine.
Yeah, you too.
Even as that last cent went into that again.
Yeah, that's another 95 for that.
It is. And the same at the pet store.
Yeah.
Right? They can see you coming.
Of course they can.
I you know, and I'm caught in this kind of vortex, weird kind of parallel universe of being like the Matt that kind of knows the truth, which is the dog will survive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to feed it decent food.
Oh, good on you, mate.
I'm going to play with it. I'm going to walk it. The dog will have a very good life.
Yep.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
That's the me that understands the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's the me that's already been caught up in the, I've gone and bought like 5 different toys because the lady told me that it would prefer different textures.
That's exactly what you need to do.
Mate, I've always called pool shops $80 shops. You always walk out with things you don't need.
That's
but
it.
The pet shops are $400 shops.
Oh, my God. I bought things, I mean, you know, like we're talking mackerel treats.
Oh, right.
Because apparently they're best for training.
Oh, nice.
Now, everyone will tell you something different. You end up buying that as well.
Pampered pooch.
In my experience, don't buy too many toys just yet and buy the cheap ones until you work out how her teeth work. Because she's either a dog who loves to cuddle the cuddle toy, or she's a dog who loves the insides of the cuddle toy.
Right, wants to get in there as quick as possible.
Yeah, and you don't know. Okay. If you've spent too much money now, it's a waste down the track.
You see, after 3 years, I still haven't learnt that I should run everything by Kimber.
By Kimber, especially when it comes to dogs.
Only dogs. Nothing about kids.
Sure. Dogs and DIY.
You got your mate Captain Paul coming with you. I mean, Paulie, how are you feeling about not being able to cuddle the dog on the way home? You're going to be driving.
No, it's going to be tough. Well, I'll put my hand across and have a little stroke. So,
what about the dog?
Oh, hello.
That's relationships.
That's
really.
That's why he's coming with me, just to keep my nerves in order.
Stroking the Dick Tinsky. Careful.
Yeah, very excited. So obviously, I shall let you know how we go, and I may be a little sleep deprived.
So at your place, and it'll all be on film. I'll make sure I film everything.
So, while you're driving, though.
No.
So 101 Dalmatians minus 100, eh?
Yes.
Cruella de Vil.
Nice.
Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you. No, nobody will.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet Florence.
Okay.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Matt's World. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Studies have shown that Aussie kids are talking more like Americans due to Netflix and the news that they're seeing about Donald Trump and things like that. So they're throwing in the colloquialisms that we used to use, you know, the Aussie slangs going out for the American slang.
I just had a horrible thought. The next time we see an ad, it might be, Aussie kids, they're Weet-Bix kids. Yeah, Aussie kids.
We want to know. Test us with your Aussie slang because I'm out of the loop and I don't think I'm going to know.
I'm better than Alf.
Do we have to be tested?
Yeah. Okay. Sue is in South Lake. G'day, Sue.
Hi,
Sue. What Aussie slang have you got for us?
Jimmy Riddle.
Oh.
I always think that all of these statements start with the old Jimmy Riddle.
The old
do
Jimmy
they?
Riddle. Does that maybe need to go to the toilet?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, Jimmy Riddle.
Go for a piddle.
Yeah. Okay.
Or a twinkle, as we used to call it.
Twinkle.
Go and have a twinkle.
Sue, do you know who Jimmy Riddle is? Is it a person? Is it a...
I have no idea. It's probably an old English...
I think it is, yeah. I've got an English wife who says Jimmy Riddle all the time.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Either that or he was a urinary tract expert back from the 1800s.
Might have been a urologist, yeah.
No, actually, the expression comes from Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh hello. Beautiful.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Let's go to Bayswater. Bruce.
How you going there?
Bruce, good Aussie name. How are you, mate?
Thanks, mate. This is probably the same as the previous caller. It's... me old China plate.
Oh, yes.
See, because you put the old in front
of
that.
The old China plate.
What do you reckon, KC? What do you
I don't.
It is Chinese New Year, just saying.
The old China plate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
No.
It's like my mate. Old mate.
Yep.
Me mate, me China plate. In fact, and I'm sure Bruce will back me up, you can even shorten it to the old China, me old China.
That's right, me old China, yeah. Mm.
Hey, Bruce. Oh, gee, that's even getting further removed.
Bruce, are you wearing a bag of fruit right now?
Nah, mate.
A bag of fruit.
See, I don't.
Soup.
A suit. Oh, okay. I didn't know that
one. Far out.
You could actually add to that, like, going to hit the frog and toad with me old China plate to go and have a dog's eye with a bit of dead horse.
Hey. Oh, dog's eye pie.
Be a meat pie, I guess.
Yeah, Bruce. Excellent work.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Making me hungry.
All right. Let's go to Secret Harbour. Barry, how are you going?
I'm good, guys. I'm going to really test you here because this comes from New South Wales,
yep.
And I'm 51,
yep.
And I used to get this from my dad when I was about 13.
Okay. Right?
So it's going to, and I'll give you two clues. I'm going to put two in the sentence.
Okay.
And they both relate to entertainment.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Here we go. Son, if I catch you in my Reg Grundy's again, I'm going to smack your fear in the 2K's head.
Okay.
Well, Reg Grundy's got to be undies.
Yes.
2KZ, was that a radio station where John Laws was on air?
Probably. Oh, look at you go.
Oh, Claire'sy knows everything, Barry.
Get Claire'sy's, out of here.
Claire'sy's worked at every radio station in the country, Barry.
I thought I'd catch out on that one. 2KZ head.
Obviously. Your 2KZ is your head.
Is your head.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh. Well, I say that all the time in Perth, and people look at me as a freak.
Isn't that funny?
Don't be bringing your Eastern State slang over here, Barry. We don't appreciate it.
It's all right. You've got a China plate in Claire'sy.
Yeah.
That's what they say, mate. Here we are in New South Wales. Shearing sheep as big as whale. Get on your Baz.
Excellent. All right.
Cheers, mate.
Barrier of Secret Harbour. Did we pass the test?
I think so, but I need a Jimmy Riddle.
Can you go?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Oh, hit that music that I know gets Matt's heart going. Game of Thrones.
I was going to play Rick Astley, sorry.
Let's Rick roll him.
Does that get your juices flowing?
What's the music?
Game of Thrones?
Never seen a show.
Unbelievable.
Oh, we had to ask what the theme was.
Well, maybe this will get you in, Lockie. Okay. Everyone is cashing in on the Game of Thrones success, and Adidas have teamed up with the franchise to create a custom Game of Thrones sneaker collection.
Okay.
It's
Maddie.
A six-piece range. They've taken their Ultra Boost design and then given it a Seven Kingdoms makeover.
Okay.
So each of the sneaker designs is dedicated to one of the houses from Game of Thrones. So you can get House Lannister, House Stark, etc. Okay. The White Walkers, the Night Watch. They've got Game of Thrones-inspired colorways. They've got an insole that pays homage to the HBO show. And they have individual heel tabs with house-appropriate slogans like Winter is here and Hear me roar.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they kind of just look like an ordinary Adidas sneaker.
The only one that really, you know, makes any sense is the White Walker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah, we're talking about Matt. Does it come in a thong?
It doesn't come in a thong.
Right.
They're going to be released.
Double pluggers are coming.
That's it.
They're going to be released in the US in April 2019 in tandem with the final season release date.
So you're buying one? A pair?
Look, I'm not going to go that far. Oh, really? I'll be honest with
you. You're not that passionate about Game of Thrones then?
No, not about those shoes.
It's like the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And guys, I don't know, have any of you seen any images of John Travolta in 2019?
No.
Haven't seen any going around?
No.
Because John Travolta brought in the new year with a freshly shaven head. He has ditched the hairpiece.
Okay, he's going Bruce Willis.
It's gone. The hairpiece is over, and he's now revealed the inspiration behind his new look because he posted a few Happy New Year photos at the time with his daughter, and he now says it was his good friend Pitbull, who is a bald man, the artist, and he said Pitbull would send pictures of John Travolta to John with pictures of all his hair and then superimpose pictures of John Travolta with no hair and said, see how much better you could look.
See, I do that the other way. I try and get my kids to put hair on me just to see whether I needed a hairpiece. But doesn't make any difference at all.
I love that this worked. John Travolta said, well, you know, I saw these images and I thought, well, maybe there's enough between my friends, my family, the people who work for me, kind of championing this idea that maybe it's time for me to do it. And so he said, it's been a lot easier and life's a lot more simple.
Well, we all need a pit bull in our life that tells us some home truths.
We all want a Latino rapper to have a bit of a crack and to straighten us out.
Yo, Matt, you look terrible, man.
But you guys, Lockie and Matt, sporting the bald look.
Rocking
good job.
It.
Doing a good job.
Yeah, now it's in this year, baldness.
2019 is our year.
Yeah, that's right.
That's your daily juice.
We're the faces of 2019.
The heads of 19. I love it. Hey, good to have you in, Lockie.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of bald guys, it was on this day. I'll leave you with this one. 2001 on this day, Ben Cousins and Dean Kemp. Speaking of the hairless, named joint captains of the Eagles. How's that? 18 years ago.
Kempy. Legend.
Tommy the Pommy. Good to see you, mate. And we'll catch you in less than a month on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, pre-season games and then the real stuff gets going.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, if you're feeling a little bit low in energy, you know,
and you almost went low in energy.
You know, my coffee hasn't quite kicked in yet.
We'll get you a second.
But, you know, of course, there's all sorts of fads and whatnot, fad diets to try and get you going well. And Dr. Mosley's out again with his 5-2 diet.
Superfoods that people recommend.
Superfoods and whatnot. But we're all looking for a quick fix, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, I want to try and undo 30 years of damage in 5 minutes. If I can. Well, Oxygen Lift is a company on the Gold Coast, and they're selling, basically, it looks like a can of Mortane, but it's got a face mask on it, and it's oxygen, right?
Oh, yep.
And you can get 6 litres for about $33. It's 150 breaths.
Okay.
You don't, like, do it all in one go, But you have a bit
imagine
of
imagine if you did.
Well, yeah, you'd probably kill yourself because oxygen can be quite toxic. You can, you know, you give it a big whack and apparently you feel fantastic. Wendy Badke and her husband Robert, or I'm assuming it's her husband, have come up with this idea.
It's really beneficial for athletes, sports people, people that go to the gym. It's also really beneficial for people with hangovers, driver fatigue, jet lag.
Ooh, you can see she went in and out of stereo there.
Yeah,
that was
that.
When she
yeah.
sucked on the can.
Yeah, she went to one ear.
So now I used to know a mate of mine whose dad owned a gas place, you know, like, I don't know the company, but right. you know, that you'd go there to get your gas
bottles.
Gas yeah, bottles and bottles. Stuff for your barbie.
And they were all old Polacks,
right? Right.
And they were all big drinkers.
Hey,
and
Polsky.
I know that the boys used to come in the morning and have a suck on the oxygen.
Oh.
And apparently it did cure the hangover immediately.
Oh, really? Bit of oxygen in the blood.
Well, the thing is, too, that because they some specialists, like some people say they don't think there's anything in it, right? Like these are some experts.
Oh, we don't believe it's got any benefit for healthy individuals.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That he did sound quite serious, like an expert, didn't he?
He wasn't happy.
Yeah. But it makes sense to me. I mean, whenever you're yawning because you're not getting deep enough breaths, you're not getting enough oxygen to the blood.
Yeah.
Well, the person who's talking is boring.
So if you took a little hit of oxygen, to me, of course you'd feel temporarily better. That makes sense to me.
It does make a lot of sense. Here's what someone who really enjoyed their hit said.
It feels good. It does. I like it. It feels good. Really, really good.
He's gone back for seconds.
Jeez, he's happy.
Yeah, not bad.
Bloody hell. So there you go.
I used to
go.
Work with someone who used to sit at their desk, our old building about 15 years ago. And
yeah.
She was into this. She used to camp. We'd go, what is it, an April Fool's joke that you're sitting there with a like a can of oxygen and have a bit of a,
well, look,
bit of a sniff?
I know it sounds and looks a little weird in a country as lucky as ours, but, you know, in all seriousness, if you're living in a place like, say, Beijing,
Smog
when
City.
You're looking out the window and you can't see the building next to you,
Los Angeles.
It probably starts looking a lot more attractive.
Yeah. For in Australia, though, I think I'm just going to swap it out for a trip to the park.
Do that.
Yeah. Just some deep breaths in the park will be enough.
Or, Mr. Diktinsky, can we get some helium in here at a party?
I tell you, I want Kimmy to have a crack on this. I want to see if it
works.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We'll buy some, see if it works.
All right, cool.
Get her a can of oxygen.
I'll have a really big night the night before.
Okay,
would you?
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Tomorrow we've got something just a little bit special, haven't we, guys?
Yeah, the mandarins didn't pull you in. I thought that was a good sell here on the desk.
Apart from being hungry.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, to be fair, I mean, until we had our lovely visitor, you know, I didn't know that was... I'm being vague here because I'm not sure. Thank you. Mandarins are significant because it's Chinese New Year.
Yay!
This is Matt on, were you playing that or were you
recording
that?
It's my next hits from your hood.
Okay, great.
No, I was at a Chinese restaurant with T, my lovely lady, and Steppy D. Well, Steppy D was watching the lady play. It was one of those cool instruments. I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was doing traditional Chinesey music.
Yeah.
Right.
But Steffi D's learning the cello at the moment and is learning Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So they
I thought it was Twinkle Twinkle.
She played that for her.
Yeah. Oh, nice. How about Twinkle Twinkle when the dragons come out? Doesn't quite sound like Twinkle Twinkle though, does it?
No, this was happening at another Chinese restaurant in the same area. It was all going. It was going off.
I didn't realize people say. How funny those dragons are. They're very funny. Like they have a real, you know, they have a sense of humour when they play with you and you know, give them cabbage and things like that. They're
You've just offended 1.6 billion people, but that's okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, that's only
a quarter of the population of the planet.
Like, you know, they got a sense of humour. The ones we saw in Fremantle.
Yeah, that was a function we went to last year for tourism and they're relentless as well. Just when you think the performance is over and if you're, you know, a bit sensitive to the sound, you unblock your ears. Oh, they're still going.
I have a feeling that was the team that came to our function, Yeah, and I was only joking. They're very funny.
They're very good.
And they're bouncing around. And the only couple I felt sorry for was a couple who had a great table outside but were encircled by the kids banging on the drums.
Oh, right.
And it went for about 15
minutes.
It
was a bit long.
Yeah, it was quite long.
Yeah,
but hey, it's the year of the pig.
It is. Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
The celebrations are on. We're going to do it tomorrow. We've got a special guest, Carol, coming in from our guest from the Confucius Institute, UWA.
She's coming in. Terrific.
Yeah. We'll have a bit of a chat with her and she might actually teach us a few things.
Oh, wicked.
Will there be fortune cookies or dumplings?
Oh, stop thinking about food. Eat your mandarins.
Sure. Shushu.
Yeah, actually, we'll get some. Yeah, we'll get some of that kind of thing going on as well.
Cool.
Fortune cookie work. We look forward to that.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
Yeah, smiley face, smiley face. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
Sorry.
Oh, the new emojis of 2019. Woo-hoo! You know, we used to get by with a couple of emojis, the smiley face, the sad face. Maybe if you were clever and you put in a capital B, it looked like the sunglasses one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, but now every year they release new emojis because, I mean, we need more.
We
clearly.
Do.
Yeah, we do.
I must admit, I actually do use emojis to communicate in my texts.
Do you?
I feel like if I don't, that people might think that, I don't know.
You're being bland?
Yeah. No, I think sometimes I'm friendlier than what it might sound like.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
I throw in a few winks or a few like smiley faces.
Oh, what? Because that helped. Hang on a minute. But if I thought that you were being overly friendly in your message and then I got a wink from you, I'd think we were like going out.
No, I mean like if I just go, okay, I'll see you tomorrow at 12, it might sound too
harsh.
So I go, see you tomorrow at 12 with a smiley face. And then my friends are all like, oh, gotcha. Can't wait to see you.
What does it mean if emojis I keep getting from Laurie, the wife, come up with a question mark? Does it mean I need to do like an upgrade on my phone or something? Because
yes.
I'm getting so many question marks.
Is that what that is?
That could be anything. Question marks just keep popping up.
The new emojis for 2019 are out. And they've got some good ones in there too because they've included some various disabilities.
Lots of diversity in it, isn't there?
Yeah, gender inclusive couples.
Oh, that's all the couples. I can see that, yeah.
Various skin tones. Okay. There's some wheelchair emojis in there.
Hearing aids there.
I like the dogs.
Oh, yeah, the new
guide dogs.
Guide
dogs or service dogs.
Have you noticed the robo arms and legs in there?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, blind canes.
Oh, no, I can see one I'm going to cop all the time because Laurie's sick of sending me the poo one. I'm going to get the skunk constantly.
Oh, I have the sloth. I quite like that one. Mm. Yeah, I'm slothing around in the afternoon.
Yep.
This is the one I definitely needed and I can't believe we've waited so long.
Yeah.
The whole nutmeg. I mean, to me, that looks like whole nutmeg.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what else it could be.
What are both of you? Yep.
They look like whole nutmegs. To me, what is that useful for?
Oh, well, I don't know. Sure. It's going to be big somewhere.
How about the waffle? The
waffle there? These emojis.
There is a controversial one.
Yeah.
Okay, the one that apart from the yawning face, I like that one. Mm. But there's a hand gesture that one might use to say if you were attacking the size of a man's manhood.
You can't do that.
Now, I don't know what that looks like. Apparently, that's what that hand gesture means. No one's ever done that towards me.
You could be saying you want the pencil from IKEA. It's small.
It could be. Yes.
Yeah, it'll come in handy, I reckon, that one.
Or just a pinch of nutmeg.
Yeah, double shot of coffee. Pinch of nutmeg. There are some good ones. Is there a block of melting ice down the bottom there?
That's climate change.
Oh, is it?
That really super tired one in the top corner is the one I'm going to be
that's
using
Kimber.
Most days.
Well, that's called the Kimber.
Yeah. That's what comes up automatically.
Kimber with a BA. We like that.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.